The E60, Hobel. Bona J. Bonnesen's account. On the evening of March 30th, 1905, at 10 p.m., four men came in through the back door of the house while we were drinking coffee. Grandmother, Bina Manut, had just gone out to the stable with a lit lamp, and she saw the four men approaching. So she quickly returned and reported what she had seen. The four men explained that they had stranded their fishing boat, the E-60, Hobel, which was native to Espia, and that they had come ashore in their motor dinghy. They were invited into the living room, where they were given dinner after they washed up, as they were covered in engine oil. The captain of the cutter, Christen Nielsen, explained that they had run aground and had been stuck for 24 hours in foggy weather. As the sea rose, they did not dare stay overnight and had put the motor dinghy into the water to come ashore, but they did not know where the cutter was stranded. The next morning, a flat-bottomed barge was loaded onto a wagon and driven out to Vesterstranden to row out to the motor dinghy, but initially the motor dinghy could not be seen. There had been a lot of water at high tide, and the motor dinghy had sunk between the sand reefs off of Toftum. It was now necessary to row the flat-bottomed barge out to the cutter, manned by N. Thomas Nielsen, B. J. Bonnesen, the first mate, and the captain, Christen Nielsen. They managed to reach the cutter, which was stuck on the northeast side of the Great Bank, but as it was difficult to maneuver the barge, only a few items were salvaged. The skipper and first mate chose to walk south along the beach to get their dinghy pumped out and brought onto the shore. Another attempt was made to reach the cutter, but this time, Anders Jørn Jensen and Cornelius Lausten Müller joined the barge crew instead of the two men from the cutter, and they managed to bring a load of rope ashore. The stranding of the E-60 Hobel was reported to the insurance company, and it was sold in its current condition where it had run aground with everything on board for 56 marks. 10 men from Reumert joined forces to buy it, but due to things such as inclement weather, only the rigging was salvaged and was sailed to Espia, where it was sold. They had also tried to save the cutter's sails, but they were stolen before they were retrieved. 10 days after the stranding, the wreckage was covered by sand, so there was nothing to see, not even where it had stood. The cutter had a good and powerful engine, and if they had been successful in refloating the cutter, the 10 men who bought it would have made money.